A total lunar eclipse will occur in the wee small hours of Tuesday morning, April 15th. Assuming the weather is favorable, the total eclipse is the first in several years that will be visible in the upper Midwest. Joining us now by phone from the Bell Museum of Natural History in Minneapolis is Sally Brummel. She is the Planetarium Education and Outreach Coordinator. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell us what a total lunar eclipse is?
A total lunar eclipse is when the moon passes behind the Earth and into the Earth's shadow. So we only see the moon because it reflects sunlight. And if the moon is in the Earth's shadow, it is not getting any of that sun. So the moon slowly disappears.
All right. So what does that look like?
Well, it starts off as a big, bright, full moon, as we've all seen, and just slowly, you see that shadow go across the moon, so it gets darker from one side to the other, and when it goes completely into the Earth's shadow, it actually does not disappear. It is lit up by sunlight that goes through the Earth's atmosphere and gets refracted or bent. And then does reach the moon. So it can turn a bit of a reddish color. So it'll start bright white, slowly get darker and darker, and then for a period of time it might have a reddish color, and then repeat the process but backwards.
So this one coming up on April 15th, where and when can we look for it?
It starts actually pretty late at night, just before 1 a.m. And you will look up, the moon will be pretty high in the sky, pretty high in the south. So you start looking around 1 a.m., and it takes about an hour for the moon to get completely into the Earth's shadow. And so by about 2 o'clock is when it should start to turn red.
Is this an unusual thing, or how often does this happen?
Eclipses actually happen about 2 times every year. So it's not uncommon. And for lunar eclipses, they are visible if they are happening when the moon is in your sky. And so sometimes they're not visible from Minnesota when the lunar eclipse happens when the sun is up for us. So we may or may not see both lunar eclipses every year, but this one happens to be in our nighttime sky. Lunar eclipses are separated by 6 months. So all of them, the next 4 are going to be total eclipses. So the next one after this one is going to be coming up this year, October 8th.
Well, what's the difference between these partial and total eclipses?
Well, the Earth actually has 2 shadows. So deep in the center, if you're directly behind the Earth, it's complete shadow. And if the moon is a little bit higher or a little bit lower, it is in a partial shadow. So the moon has to go completely through the complete shadow for it to be total. So that's what's happening for this one and the next 3 lunar eclipses, is that it'll go completely through the darkest part of the Earth's shadow.
All right, very interesting. We'll be looking for them. So could you tell us a little bit about your planetarium?
Yes, we have a planetarium at the Bell Museum of Natural History on the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. And it's actually 2 planetariums we have. We have one that is a big inflatable planetarium that travels around to schools and community events. And then we have a small version that is inside the Bell Museum. It's pretty small. It actually seats only about 15 people. So we have it available for field trips and public programs. But we are hoping to build a completely new facility, a new museum and planetarium. Right now, we are in the bonding bill at the Minnesota legislature, and by the middle of May, we will know if we have been granted the funds. And so, if so, we will get a big 120-seat planetarium along with a brand new natural history museum.
All right. I bet you're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. It'll be very exciting.
So, coming up, are there any other celestial events that you're looking for?
Well, actually, right now, there's some other great things to see in the sky. We have 3 planets in the evening. As the sun goes down over toward the southwest, the bright object you'll see is Jupiter. And Mars right now is at its brightest for the next 2 years, and that is in the southeast as the sun goes down. And in fact, the lunar eclipse will happen pretty close to Mars. So while you're looking and watching the eclipse, Mars will be right next to it. And then a little later in the evening, Saturn comes up. So while you're watching the eclipse, you should be able to be taking a look at these three planets too.
All right, sounds great. We're speaking with Planetarium Education and Outreach Coordinator Sally Brummel. She's at the Bell Museum of Natural History at the University of Minnesota. Again, a total lunar eclipse will occur shortly after midnight, early Tuesday morning, April 15th. Sally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I hope that everybody gets a good clear sky to be able to watch this. You don't need binoculars. You don't need telescopes. You just go and find a clear view of the night sky and take a look.
All right. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.